Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
He's done. Anyway, we're cutting him off. 7:23.
Good morning, Phil.
Anyway, yeah, good morning.
Does that automatically just cut off?
Yeah, it does. It's something, you know, the VU meters ping out, and then it
it's like, oh, God, get him off the radio.
Automatically, you know, just to try to save the transmitter, I think. That's what it is. But, yeah,
I'm
going to
try it again.
No. Salesman extraordinaire Hank Bray.
How you doing, bud?
Is that what it says on your card?
No.
Or does it say Hank Bray, super genius?
That's what, never been combined with my name.
No, that's what Wile E. Coyote says.
Yes.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
Super genius, yes.
As half of the problem is with anything is just having the confidence, whether you are or not, just kind of acting, you know, like you do, being confident. And, you know, so you got to give Wile E. credit. He was confident.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people out there laughing right now, Phil, at least three that I know of, that you put genius in front of my name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. They've taken a lot of credit away from you for saying that.
Well, you know, some things can be said tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
Too, you know. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, how was your evening?
It was good.
Good. Yep. So I was walking through my grass this morning to get to my car, and I've noticed it kind of looks like my head.
Oh.
So some bald spots, little spots growing, you know. So that's what I, you know.
Maybe some creepy crawly things coming up.
Speaking of creepy crawly things, Phil, Hanko or Truth here.
Uh-oh.
Scientists now have said that showering is bad for us.
Well, I'm going to say the frequency, like showering too often, could be.
Maybe. They said every day.
Every day is bad
every
for
day.
You?
And there was one scientist that will never get in hot water, or there's a couple, or there's hundreds of people that will never shower in hot water.
Wow.
And use soap.
Huh. That's interesting.
That link was sent to me. I don't know if it was for me to read or for me to shower.
Right. Well, showering every day is probably not a problem for you, because isn't it like a once a week thing? Your bath in the front yard in Boscoville or not?
Backyard now.
Oh, backyard. Okay.
In the stock tank.
That'll wake you up.
I remember this. My dad had a stock tank and he bought us one. We thought it was the best in the world.
That was the Bray family swimming pool.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, just some of those galvanized stock tanks. Do you remember those?
Of course.
Oh, we thought it was the best. And it wasn't a big round one, it was just a short one.
Yeah.
It was like a 3-cal drinker.
You know what that reminds me of? Everything always goes back to a cartoon or a movie, but it reminds me of Major League, where, you know, they've cut all the things.
Yes.
And that's their whirlpool bath.
That's a whirlpool. That's exactly what mine
cow
was.
Cow tank with a boat motor in it.
And there's so many times that we threw our dogs in there, and we jumped in right after them, which, like, we didn't care.
Oh, you know, we used to catch fish at the Willow Creek. And we'd put
whoa, you might not want to say this out loud.
We'd put them in the cow tank.
Well,
and then they'd be pet fish. But then if the cows drank the water down too far,
they'd kill them.
But no, usually we you know.
Now, is the statute of limitations off on that then?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that because we released them back to the wild.
Yeah, after they're dead.
Is there a catch and release on suckers and trout? Suckers and carp. Trout, I didn't catch very many trout.
Well,
there are a few in there.
I don't know, Phil. I don't know if you're the sucker or if I'm the sucker.
Yeah, who's the carp?
Where's Joanne at?
Yeah.
Busy this morning.
Yeah, well, she had a busy day yesterday.
I know she did. She had a busy couple weeks.
Primary election day yesterday and a lot of things going on. So
anyway, Philip,
what do you have today?
I have some questions for you.
Little Hanko or
Phil.
Or Phil.
Yeah, Hanko or Phil here. All right, young man. In North Carolina, it is illegal for a cat or dog to ride a to ride in a baby buggy or stroller.
I would say it's got to be true.
No, it's a bunch of roll on. It's not unlawful.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes, they have those. In fact,
yes, they do.
My daughter had a stroller for her cat some time ago, and I'm like, what? What do they think of next? Mm-hmm. You know, but
we need a stroller for Phil. That way June can just push you right
now. Yeah. I don't have to walk anywhere.
Exactly.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. It is illegal to take a photograph or a selfie that includes the Eiffel Tower at night.
Really?
Is that Filippo or Hanko?
I can't remember if we did that or not when we were there. I don't think it was quite at night. But I'm going to say that you can't. You're not supposed to do it.
No, you're not, Phil. Here, well, you can read the.
The Eiffel Tower's nightly light show, created in 1985, is considered a work of art separate from the tower, and it's copyrighted. That requires the permission of Paris, the city of light. I wonder how many people have actually done that. It's probably all right to take
it, but post it or publish it. You're not even supposed to take it, but imagine that. They could actually come after you.
Come over and take your phone.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
Well,
interesting.
Well, the city of Paris now has invaded Sextonville.
Yes, it has.
All right, here, buddy. Dr. Pepper, you know, the popular soft drink made up of 24 flavors, is made from prune juice, Philip.
Oh, boy. And I like Dr. Pepper, too.
I know.
I'm guessing that it probably is in there, so I'll say
no, it's not. It's bunch of Hanko. Just plum wrong. There are 23 flavors and other ingredients in Dr. Pepper, none of which are prunes. When I read that, I was going, I'm never drinking it again.
Oh, yes, prune juice. Yes, we used to have prunes around the house. My mother would try to feed them to us.
And I love prunes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'd rather have a prune than a raisin.
Yeah, well, I suppose, if you had to choose. But, well, I guess you're just a regular guy then, aren't you?
Well, it depends on how regular you want to be.
Right, right.
In August, anyway.
Yes.
Have you seen these prunes that you can get them in single package? So you get them in one of these jars, then you open them up and it's like candy.
Oh.
You're talking about a waste of packaging. It's like, when I want to eat prunes, I want like a handful and just shove them in my mouth and be done.
Oh.
I don't want to have to undo every one of them.
You eat them by the volume then.
Oh, wow. I like dried mangoes too. I don't know if you ever had that.
No, those are good.
Yeah, dried mangoes are good too. In August of 2022, Philip, a thief in Madrid, Spain, stole a car, tried to escape by driving up the stairs of a busy metro station.
Oh, that's got to be true.
It is true. The car, that was kind of an easy one. The car got stuck and the thief was arrested and taken from the station to the station.
Oh, well, some stupid criminal tricks.
Yes. It is best to fill your car with gas in early morning because the gas is denser when it is cold. You get more gas per gallon.
Mm.
Is that Hanko or Philo?
I'm thinking it's good to put it in the morning because it might be cheaper some days before it changes, before it goes up. But
thus, getting more money for your buck.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. That's
the wisdom of me. But I'm going to say that is not true.
It's not true, Phil. It's a bunch of Hanko. We hate to break it to you, but gasoline is stored in deep underground tanks, and its density remains constant throughout the day and night.
There you go. Okay.
So.
All right.
As humans, one of the most common operations undertaken on dogs is the removal of the appendix. An
appendectomy?
Yeah, something like that. It's like on my phone. It's an app.
It's an app. Got to remove your app. I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not true. It's a bunch of Hanko. Dogs do not have appendix.
Ah.
Doggone it.
Oh, Hanko.
Yes.
All right. Any more?
Well, I've got all kind of them, Phil, but none that. Let's see if I can.
Is there a Hanko kicker?
Ouch, Phil. Yeah. Stop kicking me. In 1998, during repairs, the remains of dozen human bodies were found in the basement of Benjamin Franklin's former London home.
You know, I think I remember reading that. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. They were the result of an anonymous school run by Franklin's. I didn't know this.
Wow.
Franklin's son-in-law, Franklin's landlady, Margaret Stevenson. Now, that's a skeleton in the closet.
Oh, man. Or in the basement. Oh, an anatomy school.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know that.
Wow. That reminds me again of a movie, one of the very first movies that we ever rented. You used to have to rent the VCR. And mm-hmm. You had to put like a $30 down payment.
You had to put your week's paycheck on it.
If you brought it back, all right, you got it back. And then if you rewound, you got a bonus too. But I remember one of the first movies we ever rented was called Don't Look in the Basement.
Yes.
One of those scariest. Oh, man.
So anyway,
that was an Academy Award winner. Anyway.
Well, any big plans for the day?
I'm trying to think what we have going on today. I think I'm going to be called upon for daycare duty for a little while today.
Really? What time is that?
I don't want to tell you.
I just want to make sure all the kids are gone.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good thing, you know?
those kids absolutely love you. I was over at your house a couple weeks ago a month ago, and I saw those kids coming in and out. They absolutely adore you. Hey, Phil.
Right. They think I'm going to drop candy is part of it and money. You know, because sometimes I have holes in my pockets, too. So they follow behind me quite closely.
Well, we do that here, and we've never found any money.
No, probably not. No, just wrappers.
Just wrappers. Buddy, have a good day, and everybody be kind.
That's old Hank.